Gyanendra Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyate Shatharine Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare I am sincerely grateful and profoundly honored for this opportunity to be with all of you today. This is a dream come true. On the 125th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's appearance in this world, we are inaugurating for the first time this wonderful project at the very place of Srila Prabhupada's appearance. Krishna is Sarveshwareshwara. He is the supreme controller of all controllers. On Janmashtami, at midnight, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared in his original form, simultaneously in Mathura and in Gokula. And according to Srimad Bhagavatam and our acharyas, the celebration of Krishna's birthday took place on Nandotsava. Actually, when Krishna appeared in Mathura and was brought by Vasudev to Gokul, Yashodamai was in a type of mystic slumber, so she was not really aware what was happening. But on the day of Nandotsava, when she saw the beautiful form of Krishna laying at her side, there was the most glorious celebration among all the Brijabasis. And since that time, the great devotees of the Lord have celebrated Nandotsava. Krishna was born on Janmashtami, but it is especially celebrated historically on Nandotsava. Of course, a celebration is for the purpose of pleasing the person we are celebrating. And how beautifully Krishna has arranged his will. Mad bhakta puja pyadika. Krishna tells that more pleasing than worshiping me directly is worshiping my devotee. So we have this opportunity by Krishna's arrangement on the day of Nandotsava we can give the greatest pleasure to Krishna by worshiping his supremely beloved devotee, his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And I would like to briefly read the dedication that Srila Prabhupada has written for Krishna book. We know that Srila Prabhupada, he wrote the Krishna book because he wanted to give the 10th canto to all of his devotees and to the world, knowing that he may not complete it within the span of time of his life, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, Srila Prabhupada, one of the most dearly beloved books that he had written, he dedicates it to my father, Gaur Mohan Day, 1849 to 1930, a pure devotee of Krishna, who raised me as a Krishna conscious child from the beginning of my life. In my boyhood ages, he instructed me how to play the mridanga. He gave me the Radha Krishna Vigraha to worship, and he gave me Jagannath Ratha Yatra to duly observe the festival as my childhood. He was kind to me, and I imbibed from him the ideas later on solidified by my spiritual master, the Eternal Father. In Srila Prabhupada's dedication to Krishna book, where he glorifies Krishna and all of his pastimes, Srila Prabhupada is remembering his childhood in Calcutta. He's describing his father and mother, who gave birth to him under this jackfruit tree. And he's describing these beautiful memories of Calcutta that are so much enshrined in his heart, and he's so much enshrined in our hearts. It was in Calcutta that Srila Prabhupada rose early morning every day to see his parents worshiping the deities of Radha Govinda. It was in Calcutta that Srila Prabhupada's mother and father gave him deities of Radha Govinda. It was in Calcutta that Srila Prabhupada's parents organized and facilitated their little child, Abhay Charan, to be the leader of the Ratha-yatra ceremony. Srila Prabhupada is remembering these beautiful moments of Calcutta in his dedication to telling the pastimes of Krishna. Calcutta is so special and so dear, but by the inconceivable arrangement of the Lord, for so many years in India, there was very little development. We see in places like Delhi and Mumbai and Bangalore and in Gujarat and in Tirupati and Mayapur. You know, throughout India, there's wonderful projects. But up until a few years ago in Calcutta, all there was just that one little floor that wasn't even very well maintained at Albert Road. But under the leadership of Dhairam Prabhu, and Radharaman Prabhu and their incredible, illustrious team of devotees. Over the last few years, Albert Road, we have the whole building for the first time. Just a few years ago, it's totally renovated. Beautiful restaurants, beautiful deity worship. Ultadunga Junction Road, the place that Srila Prabhupada first met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in 1922. The place where he was given the instruction, the seat of his mission, to take Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message in the English language to the whole world. And now we have full possession of that building. And by the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's next appearance day, it will be fully renovated to its original pristine for the whole world to come as an offering to Srila Prabhupada. And today, this historical moment we've been longing for and dreaming for. The devotees in Calcutta have struggled and strained beyond limits to try to procure this land for over 10 years. I have seen, I have watched, I have appreciated. And it really is a miracle for the government of Bengal to give government property in ownership to us is something extraordinary. And with all my heart, I'm so grateful to Her Grace Srimati Mamata Banerjee, the Chief Minister, Honorable Chief Minister of Bengal, for being such a well-wisher of our community. Some years ago, we would secretly go to the jackfruit tree. And it was just totally crowded and clustered by little huts that were just, you know, below this poverty level practically, where people were just crowded in. And I remember the first time I came there, they said, we really want to get this land, but we don't want the local people to know that this is the tree where Prabhupada was born from, because it will make it that much more difficult for them to give us the land. So I was just walking by, and just about 10 feet from the jackfruit tree, there's so many little huts. And one lady came out with her baby, and she saw me walking by and pointed to the tree and said, Prabhupada, jackfruit tree, Prabhupada born, jackfruit tree. So it was quite well known. I'm just astounded that, you know, such a relatively large space of land has now been given to us. And within a few days, it's been developed so beautifully. And now Calcutta really will be a truly historical pilgrimage for devotees from all over the world. And it's all being developed. There will be Srila Prabhupada's birthplace under the same jackfruit tree where Prabhupada took birth. And then devotees will go to Ultadunga Junction Road, the first place where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established preaching for the Gaudiya Math, and where Srila Prabhupada met his Guru Maharaj. which will soon be fully developed. And then there will be Albert Road, which will be Srila Prabhupada's Bhajan Kutir. It was actually, as far as I know, the first temple Srila Prabhupada established in all of India, where he was sitting in his Bhajan Kutir. And it is in that room that His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj brought Srila Prabhupada the deed for the first property in Mayapur town. Srila Prabhupada's Bhajan Kutir, his birthplace, and the place he met his spiritual master. They are all now places where devotees to their full heart's content can worship Srila Prabhupada. And very soon, in the outskirts of the city, there will be a glorious temple built to glorify the capital of Bengal, the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his associates. His Grace Ambarish Prabhu has so lovingly led the mission of building the Temple of Vedic Planetarium on behalf of our home movement. It was one of Srila Prabhupada's greatest dreams, that devotees from all over the world could come on pilgrimage, and people from all over the world could come in the grandeur of this wonderful temple for Sri Sri Radha Madhava and Panchatattva, and actually experience the place that has been graced by all of our acharyas, the place where the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally established by our beloved Lord Gauranga and Nityananda. Srila Prabhupada, he stated that Calcutta is the gateway to Sri Mayapur town. And we know that the British, when they built the gateway of India in Mumbai, there's a gateway, they built one of the most magnificent structures that the British created in India as the gateway to India. And certainly the gateway to Mayapur should be one of the most beautiful projects in all of the world. And it's so special because we know that we approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the mercy of our Guru. Srila Prabhupada being the founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada's divine grace is the gateway into Lord Chaitanya's eternal pastimes. That is an eternal truth. And how wonderful and symbolic it is that the gateway to Mayapur is Srila Prabhupada's birthplace, the place where Srila Prabhupada spent his entire childhood. And how dear that childhood was to Srila Prabhupada, how many times he spoke about it in his books, in his lectures, in his conversations, and how he begins Krishna book by remembering his childhood pastimes in Calcutta. Yes, this is the gateway to Mayapur, the gateway to the Temple of Vedic Planetarium. The project in Calcutta at Guru Sadai Road is also developing, And there's discussion of wonderful plans for that development. And for many, many years, there was hardly any thought about Calcutta within India or within the world of ISKCON. But now we're seeing that the most wonderful projects that they're not only being thought about, not only being planned, but they're being gloriously executed. Just within the last couple weeks, devotees have done all this construction at Srila Prabhupada's birthplace. If you see photos or video of it just a few weeks ago, it was like a poverty-stricken shamble. But day and night, because they wanted on this Vyas Puja day of Srila Prabhupada to make this an offering. And it's just a seed. Just like that jackfruit tree grew from a seed into a historical holy place. Similarly, this project, it's just in its seed form. But now that we have it, and now that the interest and the devotional energies are being offered very quickly, and I believe it will be a favorite place, a most favorite place for devotees throughout the entire world. His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj just a few minutes ago cited when Lord Chaitanya went to the birthplace of Ishwarapuri in Kumarahata, he ate the dirt. And he wrapped the dirt up in a little piece of cloth and carried it around with him wherever he went. And every day he ate some of it. And he would say that that this dirt is my life and soul, because it's coming from the birthplace of my spiritual master. Now, for the past over 50 years of ISKCON's history, very few devotees were willing to eat the dirt from Calcutta. But now, right at the site of Srila Prabhupada's birthplace, right under that same jackfruit tree, we already see how it's been cleansed and developed so beautifully by the devotees. Yes, it will be a place where people will relish collecting and eating the dirt from Srila Prabhupada's birthplace. And this will be a holy place, a holiest of holy places in the hearts of Srila Prabhupada's followers for generations to come, for centuries to come. I'm quite speechless. I'm just so overwhelmed with gratitude for each and every devotee in Calcutta who has struggled with such persistence. Srila Prabhupada said impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. And really, procuring this property and developing it into what it is today was impossible because of the devotees' love for Srila Prabhupada and love for being the servant of the servant of servants of Srila Prabhupada. They have been empowered to perform a miracle. I am so grateful to all of you devotees in Calcutta and to His Holiness Jai Patak Swami Maharaj and His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj and His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj for their years of support and encouragement to the devotees in Calcutta. And to all the devotees in the world who have contributed and who will contribute to developing these great historic holy places in Calcutta. I just cannot think of any more wonderful and beautiful offering to Krishna Anandotsav than a beautiful project at Srila Prabhupada's birthplace. And I cannot think of a more wonderful Vyas Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada. And I really do believe that by Sri Sri Radha Madhav and Panchatattva's mercy, Srila Prabhupada will be glorified. And the most wonderful gateway to Mayapur in the temple of Vedic Planetarium will not only attract the world, but coming to see Prabhupada and worship Prabhupada in Calcutta will perfectly prepare people's hearts to come to see Sri Mayapur Dham. It is Mahaprabhu's arrangement. Srila Prabhupada struggled like anything to establish ISKCON. And by His mercy, we had the opportunity to struggle, to offer our gratitude to Him with this beautiful project of His birthplace. To all the devotees in Calcutta, I wish I was there. My heart is there. With my love, with my prayers, I just miss you all so much. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.